Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, if everybody could find a seat. All right, so before we start today's comedy show, as many of you are aware, Leon Schwartz passed away earlier this week from colon cancer. His family will be sitting shiva all week at their home. So who's ready for some comedy?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My name is Allie, which is short for Allison. Allison sounds way more sophisticated, right? Like, Allison could win a Pulitzer Prize. Allie could win a free Bloomin' Onion for taking a out at Applebee's. You know what I mean? It's a different vibe.
FM radio.
Yeah, the hosts are beyond disgusting. But they do a fun game where they play a mystery sound and call us guess what it is for a cash prize.
They're about to play the new sound.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well now, good morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hello.
And now.
In this brochure, it says this tour is crunk. What does that mean?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 15th of February. Oh, why do we start with that?
Oh, no.
What happened? Not a word.
What about you guys? But this might be the last Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, boy.
Because
national emergency being declared later today.
Right.
Now, if that doesn't strike terror into your heart, I don't know what will. How are we expected to leave our homes? How are we expected to be on the street, in public, go to work, shop, worship,
I think it's
play?
Just to be able to build the wall.
You just do it.
National emergency, you guys.
Right, but in a specific place.
Yeah, but a national emergency.
Right.
You don't understand how serious that is, or at least how serious it sounds.
I mean, you'll be able to work.
Apparently, it's everywhere, and it's all the time, and it's always. And apparently, it's urgent, and apparently, it needs to be done. Look. I was driving to work this morning.
Nope.
It's already.
Shut up.
And MS-13 tried to recruit me, okay? That happened on the way to work today.
MS-13 sees you. Of course they think this is the guy we need.
It's one of us.
They just saw muscle. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that happened. And then somebody said, hey, we put a gun to my head, and they said, we're going to make you start being the American distribution for fentanyl. They started forcing me into selling drugs. Oh. That happened.
This happened this morning?
All on the way to work this morning.
Yes. What?
And then a van pulled up, and somebody tried to throw me into the back of the van, and I was human trafficked. So and thank God I was able to use my nunchucks to fight my way out.
Well, you always have those.
In case the guy comes back. Right. So I was able to fight my way out of the human trafficking.
And but are you still dealing drugs, the fentanyl?
And just barely by the skin of my teeth, I was able to get back up here into the studio to get to work today. I'm telling you guys, it's bad news.
You selling any more drugs, though?
I'll tell you what. The emergency it gets declared today. I'm not coming in Monday until I see how this plays out.
Right?
I'll tell you that. I'm starting with Monday.
Yeah, your drive to work does not sound safe.
Yeah, we should all maybe take Monday and just really think about things.
Look, guys, send a message?
Yeah, send a message.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
It's practically the purge, you guys.
Practically.
You don't want to be out there on the street during a national emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why am I the only one who's concerned about this? Our president says it's a national emergency.
Right.
Get scared.
He's specifically talking about the wall, though, there, Bean.
But because of all the things that happened to me this morning. That's what he's trying to protect
me
from.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So we all agree that at least Monday we lay low.
Yeah. I think that's
sure.
That's
think it
fair.
Over.
Mm-hmm. And just see how see if there's anything left of
sure.
this country before we try to come back to work on Tuesday.
Correct.
Okay. I feel better getting that off my chest, and we're all on the same page.
Yes.
I still feel bad for your morning.
Yeah,
it was a crappy morning.
Yeah,
it was rough. True,
it's crazy to hear you so upbeat for morning radio.
I couldn't go a block without another tragedy happening.
That was insane.
And by the way, this was just me walking from the bedroom into the spare bedroom.
He said driving. How many stairs?
He just said driving.
He has one of those small kid cars that look like a G-Wagon or whatever. And he drives it from his bedroom to the mic.
All right. Do we have time for the
sure.
thing? This is a good one, you guys. This is a good one. I've had some good Bridezilla stories lately, and I think I have another one. This is a woman who decided not to ask one of her very closest friends, a childhood best friend who she is still close with, to be her bridesmaid. Decided not to ask her.
Okay.
Why do you think? She said, we're friends and I love you, but
I'm gonna say,
I can't have you be in my wedding.
I'm going to say friend is prettier than her.
Mm. Oh, good answer. I was going to say doesn't think she has the responsibility. Doesn't think she can do it.
Alex?
Can't count on her.
Fat.
Jeez.
Yeah, she's an awful bride. She's an awful woman.
Oh, she is. She absolutely is an awful woman.
Okay.
All right, so Kevin, you say too pretty.
Yep.
Jensen, you say not responsible enough. Allie, you say the same.
Fat.
Okay, you say fat. Okay. Yeah. The unnamed bride has shared her side of the story, telling asking fellow users if she was an a-hole for not including her friend in the wedding party. She said that she did not ask Aaron to be her bridesmaid, and she asked why, and I told her the truth. It's because of her massive breasts.
Oh.
Literally bigger than they should be physiologically possible because she has a hormone disorder that causes her breasts to grow to an excessive degree.
Wait, so it's not her fault?
Yes, it's a medical condition. The bride goes on to explain that she initially wanted to be Aaron to be a bridesmaid, but thinking about the logistics of getting a dress tailored to fit her friend's dimension had stressed her out. But her bigger worry was being upstaged on her big day by her friend's breasts.
Okay.
Does this article have photos? Or?
She continued, part of me has a fear that Aaron's presence would be a distraction because all of us would be sitting in the church or at the reception not looking at the bride, but instead going, check out that rack.
I'm going to say this right now.
Can you do both?
If her husband-to-be is listening, run.
Get out, right?
Run as fast as you can from this insecure, awful woman. And the rest of her friends, run. Everyone around this woman, run. What a trash, garbage human being.
I've been Aaron's friend since we were kids. I've been there through it all, and I've seen how people react to a situation. When people think back on my wedding, I want them to think about how beautiful the venue was or how nice the wedding party looked, or dare I say, my fiancé and I finally getting hitched. I don't want people to remember my wedding for the bridesmaid with the giant boobs.
Fad. It's kind of a mean, I don't know. Just like, it's
awful.
Not like she, yeah,
she's a terrible
awful.
Person.
Even if she's chosen it, it's mean, but in the fact that this woman has a disorder.
Yeah.
And honestly, I recognize that maybe those who tell me I'm being selfish are correct, but then I also think if there's ever a time I can be selfish, it's probably on my wedding day.
No, she's not. She's not going to quit being selfish.
No, please.
No.
She is not being well received with this.
What a surprise.
By the way. So, yeah, exactly as Jensen pointed out, to not include someone in your wedding party because they have a medical problem. I mean, if she had a prosthetic arm, would it be the same thing?
If she was like,
in a wheelchair?
I don't want to have to have everyone staring at my friend with MS.
Right.
Exactly.
That's a terrible bride.
It's
awful.
So we've all agreed with taking off Monday because of the national emergency. Mm-hmm. It's not safe to come to work. And now we all agree murder button for the bride.
For sure.
Please.
My belief
so. Yeah. Got some real consensus going on here today, you guys.
And I think Jensen brought up a good point. Are there pictures?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, no.
I'd like to double check that.
Yeah, you would.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You're not ready. I have plenty of white guys talking about nothing.
We have Matt Money Smith on the show today.
Yeah, we do.
Apparently, I'm in for it.
And
I did not realize
about
this was
today.
I did not realize this was such a hot topic.
Oh.
But shopping cart etiquette.
Well,
at the grocery store.
I think all of us, Kevin, are guilty of a blind spot now and again.
Sure.
And this maybe this one was yours.
Yeah,
it is funny. So many versatile guests. You know what I mean? We have Matt Money Smith calling in about carts. We had Mr. Movie Phone calling in about nuts.
I mean,
if you have an expert, you know, if you're an expert on something, we're going to ask you about something else.
Yeah, we've got amazing friends. Yeah,
we're going to talk to Nick Frost on the show today.
Oh, I love him so much.
Talking about fighting with my family. Yeah, I love him too.
On
he's
Into
great
the at Badlands.
Why is
he's
he
so
fighting
good on that.
With your family?
That's the name of it, Fighting with My Family.
Oh.
With The Rock.
Okay.
This movie looks so good. I never go to anything ever. I might go to this.
Yeah, it looks great.
You guys
you
know,
won't, but it looks great.
You guys know what it's about.
It's a real life story.
Yeah.
brand new internet roundup today.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to be buried? We started talking about this yesterday in the meeting. We all have a lot of varying answers.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that today. It's also Keep It 100 because it is Friday. We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
You know, we always talk about what's on the show when the alarm goes off.
Yep.
Yuma Booma writes in on Twitter, "My own worst enemy by lit at 5:51 a.m. is why I wake up."
Right?
You are welcome, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to do it for you. Allie, our first look at what's happening on a Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back. So Lady Gaga and Christian Carino, her fiancé, they've been together a while, and about 4 months ago, they revealed their engagement. He was not at the Grammys with her, and she was not wearing her $400,000 engagement ring at the Grammys, and sources told E! News that they have split up about a week ago.
Hmm.
But other people are like, no, they're still getting married, everything's fine, you guys. So, I was curious when I saw that Lady Gaga had posted something on Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, here we go. But instead, she took to Instagram to show fans some of her latest ink. She has a huge rose running down the length of her spine and the words La Vie en Rose written in script along the stem. That's the first song that her character Allie sings in the movie A Star is Born.
Good movie.
Catching the attention of Bradley Cooper's Jackson Maine. It's also the song that Bradley Cooper heard Gaga sing in real life, which got him convinced that she was the one to play the part.
Right.
So a very special song to her, and a very special song to Bradley Cooper, too.
Right. I see where you're going with this.
So,
I don't hate it.
I mean, that's... I'm telling
you're
you...
You're starting a brand new rumor now,
is what's happening. No, I just said that was a very important song to Bradley Cooper. It's got him to... cast her in the film.
Mm-hmm. But on Valentine's Day, you bring up that story because...
It's when she posted it.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's
so you're not starting a new rumor at all.
No. Just checking. Oh, because I started with that she may no longer be engaged.
Right.
Oh, I can see why you would think No. But... Okay.
Right? I feel bad for the fiancé.
Sure.
But I also think Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga seem like a pretty cool couple.
What about the mother of his child that he's with? What about her? Do we feel okay about her?
Oh, I didn't know that was his situation.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was... He was trapped like that.
Less good about that.
Trapped. Oh, my God. I cannot with you.
Baby, I'm all about them Hollywood power couples. Get rid of the name we didn't even know. Just call her the mom of your child.
Look, she wasn't famous, Allie, so how important could she be?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
You gotta, in Hollywood, baby, you gotta team up. You gotta collab on your child.
Right.
Power couple. Come on.
So,
Jensen, I worry that you're not famous enough to marry Danielle.
I know.
That's my concern. I feel like she could have done better.
She's slumming it.
Yep.
She could have collabed with Buckethead.
Sure.
She could be having a little bucket baby right now.
Yeah, she could have collabed with Jason Derulo.
I've just received new information, and I owe Bradley Cooper an apology.
Mm-hmm.
His mother of his child that he's with, Kevin, Irina Shayk.
Wow.
Lady Gaga is trash, you guys.
Yeah. Seriously.
Took a real turn.
What the hell is he doing with her? Stay home.
Friend, right?
Stay home with your family. Bradley, come on.
He does a quick search and he changes his opinion 100%.
I didn't realize we were talking about one of the hottest models in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga is old, too, by the way. Who needs that?
And she can't sing.
And she can't sing.
You are the worst human ever.
Brad, shaved your phone number, dude.
Again,
stick with what you got.
Just mentioning two stories, not sure how they intersect, but wow, Bean, you are a
delight.
Well,
this was a roller coaster.
It was.
Roller coaster of emotion.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some birthdays. Matt and Ross Duffer, the creators of Stranger Things, you know. Alex Borstein, how great is she in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Wonderful.
Right? Oh! What was the show that she did where she...
Was the nurse.
The nurse.
Leave it to Beaver.
Leave it to... No. Getting On? Getting On.
Getting On, and yes. She was phenomenal in that. She's a great actress.
But that's when I realized... Like, before, to me, she was a great comedic actress. She was really funny, great, Mad TV, whatever. Getting On, I was like, she is incredible.
Yeah.
She's unreal.
Mad TV now has her, has Key and Peele. Quite a little run of alumni. And no one watched Mad TV that much, did they?
I don't think so.
That Jim Carrey guy?
No, he did okay. In Living Color.
Right.
Right, very different.
Sure was. Wait, there was someone else really big from Mad TV.
The comedian who has the same name as another person.
Richard Pryor.
Oh, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, he was from Mad TV.
Will Sasso, Mad
Will
TV.
Will Sasso.
The blonde woman, Nicole Sullivan.
Nicole Sullivan.
Damon Wayans, Sean Wayans,
yes.
The Wayans brothers.
Oh, they were in Living Color. Yeah, they were. But, oh, that's where J-Lo got her start, though. Dancing.
Yeah, stay on target. Yeah. Stay on target.
Bobby Lee.
Oh, yeah, Bobby,
Bobby Lee.
Good.
You know who created The Simpsons?
Matt Groening.
Matt Groening.
It's his birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to Matt. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Jensen, I'm so glad you're here. You're going to be our 60 Minutes correspondent on this because I've only seen the headlines on this story. I've dug no deeper, which you know is very difficult for me to do, stay away from not exploring something.
You love being current.
But I do like to stay current, but it sounds like you are going to bring all of us up to speed on something that has kind of captivated certain corners of the internet this week.
Yeah, I sat through it so you didn't have to. It was an hour and a half video from YouTube sensation Shane Dawson. Now, Shane kind of came up within the early days of YouTube and really amassed a huge subscriber base.
Did you say an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, it was a bit of a sit.
So it's Black Panther length, basically.
Yeah. It's longer than many Scorsese movies from his early career. So listen, here's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Shane has created a new series of videos where he dives deep into quote-unquote conspiracies.
Ooh, I'm interested.
And he does it decently well. I'm not sure that it ends as satisfying as his style and technique is. He definitely should have a TV show. I'm not saying I would watch it, but I mean, there's way worse garbage on television. But in,
quite the sell.
In Shane Dawson's defense, though, keep in mind, he has already, and this has only been up for like 48 hours, three days, 20 million views amassed in two days.
Yeah. Wow.
So you can't get that on television. Mm-hmm. So if I was a network and I'm begging Shane Dawson to do something, I'd be like, bro, why would I come to you?
Right.
So here we go. This one that is just kind of all over the press is that he dives into three different conspiracies in an episode, but we're going to focus on one. And that is Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He has a theory about the slices, a full pizza pie, that come to you from Chuck E. Cheese. Let's listen to that theory.
There's a theory that if somebody at Chuck E. Cheese doesn't finish their whole pizza and there's like a few pieces left, the employee will take that to the back, take those pieces off the tray, and form a new pizza with all the other leftovers, and then reheat it and serve it to a new customer.
No! Where would a rumor like that even start?
Well, he said he used to go to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid and always had a small feeling that that was the case. He then shows us photos, and I'm going to tell you, he has a point. He explains what's wrong with the photos.
Well, here is a picture of the pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. Every piece is a different size. That piece is longer than that piece, which is shorter than that piece. These pieces in the back are shorter than those pieces. And none of the pepperonis line up.
Oh,
it's not just this picture. It's almost every picture you find of Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And nobody's talking about it.
Okay. No way. So it's not in a perfect circle.
There's
places missing.
Crusts are coming out beyond other crusts.
No. Okay.
Like the slice. And also, you know how like a slice, you would lay it out and you would then, you know, use the cutter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The cutter would go all the way through directly to the, you know.
Right, to the other side.
No. They don't match up at all. The slices don't match up. The distances.
No.
There's even small patches of no pizza.
Oh, no.
In the pie. So he's right.
Jensen.
He also says that there was a rumor he had met a girl during high school who worked there, and she was like, listen, I can't really go on the record, but we have done that before. It's not a practice all the time.
And by the way, that would not surprise me all that much.
It really would surprise you.
It really would.
Any restaurant would recycle food from another diner's plate?
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, though.
Stun you.
Chuck E. Cheese, though.
You think they just figure they're dumb kids so they'll never know the difference?
No, I think the parents are distracted watching the kids, and then they get the pizzas. No one pays attention. No one pays attention.
I didn't know that they served alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese. I learned that in this video also.
I have a question.
Now I want to go there all the time.
Right? As we go back to the clip. Yeah. How did he get Danny Elfman to do the music for the background?
Listen, he's making a bunch of money over there. Side tangent he goes on in the video as well is that Chuck E. Cheese has been run kind of poorly over the past few years. They found themselves in a class action lawsuit from parents who believe that the games at Chuck E. Cheese that were made by the same people who make slot machines are channeling kids to get into gambling.
Is that right?
On top of that, they have a ton of World Star videos online.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's fighting.
Parents fighting. It's crazy. They've just
Is the claw machine rigged there? Do we know that, Jensen?
I mean, I would assume so. You don't want kids running around with dolls of Ren and Stimpy or whatever.
Right.
Very dated reference. Listen, so they go to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
As soon as they walk in, on the top sign, it says, our pizza's made fresh. On top of that, the plates say it. The numbers they give you for the pizza to come out at your table, they also say the pizzas are made fresh. Doth protest too much,
no
in my
kidding.
Opinion. But guess what? When the pizza comes, it's brutal.
It's weird because it looks like it was cooked the same amount throughout.
Whoa.
It's like jagged. I want to see if the cut's... The cut's not even...
I mean, this one is way off.
Wait, okay, let's push it together. Maybe it's an optical illusion. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you.
Dealing with the waitress at the same time. Thank you, thank you. Your pizza's garbage. Is very funny. But yeah, I mean, it does look like they took a lot of jagged slices and then poured a little bit, like sprinkled a little bit of cheese on top of that, then cooked it again. Because there's like a little bit of cheese in between them, too.
Interesting.
The pepperonis don't match up. Anyway.
I'm horrified, you guys. I mean, I've never, ever been to Chuck E. Cheese in my life.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not going to start now.
Let me just say on the other side, what are you expecting from Chuck E. Cheese when you go there?
Well, that's in the video as well.
Okay.
It's like, what do you think you're going to get into? But I mean, recycled pizza is pretty high up there.
Sure, yeah.
They leave the pizza out on another table during cleanup. And it's a great part of the video where the cleanup crew goes over there and cleans everything around it except the pizza, leaving it on the table. it's a very weird moment. But anyway, eventually some fans recognize Shane Dawson because I think it's hard for him to go anywhere and not be recognized at this point. And he talks to one of the waitresses who won't really go on record and say no. She just sort of laughs and kind of walks it off. So they take their pizza home. And they also go to Home Depot at the same time. And they pick out a long blade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they want to show how the pizza would come together. And let's hear that process.
I think we've proven that these two halves were never together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. This is not good. When you line all these up by the tips, I mean, it's crazy. It's actually insane.
And yeah, it doesn't match up. The pizza doesn't match up.
I mean, but don't you know that by looking at it?
Yes, but now once you scientifically get in there, there's humanly no way it matches up.
Got this you. Sounds pretty convincing to me, you guys.
This is his consensus.
So, okay, here's the consensus. I don't know. And I hope it's just optical illusion.
You think that this was the same pizza the whole time? This is one pizza with just different toppings? Oh, that's what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to prove anything to make it so that Chuck E. Cheese isn't actually doing this. I did not think this was going to happen.
So you watched an hour and a half for the conclusion of... I don't know. So
why didn't he just say, I don't want Chuck E. Cheese to sue me?
He did say that a bunch,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much so that Chuck E. Cheese came out yesterday. The claims made in this video about Chuck E. Cheese and our pizza are unequivocally false. No conspiracies here. Our pizzas are made to order and we prepare our dough fresh in restaurant, which means they're not always perfectly uniform in shape, but always delicious.
I'm doubting that.
How could it not be?
I think I'm Team Dawson on this one, you guys.
All you got to do is go to Google, type in Chuck E. Cheese pizzas, and you'll see the pictures. And it's going to be hard to deny, guys. But again, they serve alcohol, so who knows?
So that makes it easier to put down the old pizza.
Yeah, and also you can just push your kids off.
Sorry.
Hit it.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I don't want to skew. It's Kevin's story to tell,
right,
and I don't want to unduly influence anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But while you tell your story, I just want the listeners to be thinking in the back of their mind: murder button,
hey,
or something slower and more painful.
Wow.
Hey, you are okay. Already tainting my story.
No, I'm saying I'm giving them a choice. They can decide which way they want to go on it. But let's find out what's going on with you.
All right, listen. Go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. It's raining.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little defense. It's raining.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I put the groceries in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I see that there's another grocery cart right there in front of my car. So I was like, yeah, I'll just put one here because they already have to come out and get this one. So I put it right there.
Hmm.
Hold on.
Oh, geez.
Get in my car. Back up, drive forward, and as I'm driving forward, I see in my rearview mirror, my cart now is got some legs, and it's moving.
Oh, no.
And it's picking up steam.
It's almost airborne.
Right.
It's a runaway train.
Yes. So now I'm thinking, what do I do? I can't. There's no possible way I could get over there in time to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have stopped your car?
No.
Jumped out and run after the cart? No.
I don't think so.
Could you have driven your car into the cart, moving it out like
football? I don't think so. Because it was pretty far across. I was surprised I didn't hit something yet. So I left. I mean, tell me what I should have done.
Put the cart where the cart belongs.
Okay, but what I'm saying is once it gets going, what are you going
to
do?
Okay. You should run out and try to stop it, but you're saying you would have had no...
I don't think I would have had a chance at it.
But Kevin, you...
I mean, it was really moving.
But what are you going to do is like you've now fired a gun and it's not your fault that there's a bullet heading towards somebody.
That's an exaggeration.
I can't catch. No, but I'm saying if you hadn't fired the gun, there wouldn't be a bullet headed towards somebody. Your defense
can't be. I didn't
fire
a gun. I just put it someplace where I made sure that it was stable. And that part was false because it wasn't stable.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
It was not necessarily stable.
So,
it took off.
What about Allie's suggestion is, and I don't know which grocery store you go to, but do they not have a place where you can put carts where you
know?
Yeah,
I do that. I do that most of the time, probably.
Mm-hmm. What's
I'd
most?
Say 80%.
It's a B.
I'd say 80%.
But you're saying rain was a little bit of a defense.
A bit.
Okay.
And there was already a cart there, so I was like, oh, they're going to have to come out here to get that one.
Oh, there's always going to be a cart there because there's always assholes in the world.
I felt like you were defending me just for a second.
I saw
but
your
no.
face. Also, it was like, yeah, oh.
It's manslaughter, guys.
What?
It really is.
It's manslaughter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Let's say the cart careens into a car. That car swerves out of the way, crashes in, and goes over a, I don't know, a hill? I'm trying to think of
definitely
what
definitely a hill.
It's a parking lot. What are you talking about?
A hill.
I mean,
it's on a cliff.
I've been on hill parking lots many times.
He goes to a Ralph's that's on a cliff.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's right over the Malibu Ocean. But that's not even the point. The point is you're doing something that 100% could, like, injure someone.
Technically, it could.
And well, more
it
likely,
could also injure property.
Yeah, more likely it would hit a car.
Are you the lawyer against yourself?
I'm not positive.
Oh, okay.
So, Kevin, did you stick around to see where the cart ended up, or did you just drive away while it was still moving? Could that cart still be moving?
It would have hit something by now with the steam that it was picking up, but did I stop and see what it hit? No, I did not.
Oh,
because out
goodness.
Of sight, out of mind.
Now, I'm not necessarily proud of this. I'm just saying, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you who is very proud of you right now is our good friend Matt Money Smith from the Petrus and Money Radio Show, who coincidentally is on the phone.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Money.
I'm sorry. I thought you said I was proud of that asshole.
I understand you have no feelings one way or another of people who don't put their carts away at a supermarket.
This, look, I'm sure somebody else came up with this before I did, but this has been at least a half decade for me that I have been. This is, let me just kind of plant the seeds of my core beliefs as a human being. Number one, Jensen, I think I can help you out. This is best case scenario for Kevin, right? One, cart careens into, let's say, a Tesla. Battery explodes and then erases an entire row of cars into a burning mess, right? Wow. Nobody is in any of those cars. There is no human carnage. But the damage is so significant.
That's a valid example.
Kevin's inability to pay his umbrella policy premium will now see all of his material goods taken away, and he becomes broke, destitute, living under an overpass. I think we can all agree that'd be
this
appropriate,
is,
right?
You just made it the best-case scenario with his life-changing.
You could go bankrupt as a result of your action there.
That's what I think would have been the appropriate course of action.
Right.
This is one of the foundations of my core beliefs of being a human being, right?
Okay.
We are all of the same species. Hell, mm-hmm. when it comes to animals and mammals, we're all damn 99% the same thing.
Right.
So why not pull for one another? Why not look out for one another? If you're at a left turn signal and you see that thing's turning yellow and there's someone behind you, you gas that car.
Get out of the way.
So that you can pull that car behind you through, right?
I agree.
That's what we do. Now, why are we going to litter a bunch of open parking spots with shopping carts where I'm cruising and I'm like, hey, this is great. I got the second spot from the front door. It's raining at the rails. And then I go to make a left and then, oh, what do you know? Some jackass left his cart right there, so I can't park there because there's a cart sitting in a freaking parking spot.
That is near to impossible to get out of your car and move a cart.
No one does that.
Why would I have to do it? I'm not saying in this particular case
I left it there. I'm saying I've done that before where you get out.
Yeah, because you're a jerk. You're
exactly.
a jerk.
No, I did. What? How am I a jerk in that situation?
Because you're saying, oh, I move it when it's there, like, but so I can leave it. That's not what I was saying at all.
Okay. I was just saying, to Money's example, if there's a cart there, okay. not that hard to move
so
a cart.
So you're saying he's lazy.
Hey, you know what, Kevin?
Yes, I'm saying he's lazy.
I'm going to dance with you.
Okay.
I'm going to get on that dance floor, okay? So let me get this straight, Mr. I'm going to make this easy. Let's say you go to you're in line to get to the can there at the Starbucks. There's only one, and it's full. Are you like, well, that's full. I'm just going to drop trial and take a crap right here because that thing's full. Why would I wait for it? Why would I have to inconvenience myself because somebody else needs my help?
I'll take that analogy further. Go to Starbucks, go into the thing. There's a poop in there. There's just a deuce dropped
exactly
in the toilet.
What's
and
happening?
And you say, oh, it's easy for me to flush it. I'll flush it. Why didn't the guy before you flush it? It's his deuce.
Exactly.
So then
right.
you
Damn,
leave. You leave.
USA,
just flush your USA, deuce, dude.
So Kevin is just going in there and adding to the deuce. He's making a mountain.
I'm building a mountain.
And that's what you're doing to life, Kevin.
I don't feel like that's true. I think this is just one tiny example.
You know what happens?
Everywhere.
If you leave a poop yeah. right there in that Starbucks.
This isn't about poop.
If you leave a poop and there's a Tesla nearby,
mm-hmm.
Tesla 100% can explode
and burn
the entire Starbucks and every child
it's
in
true.
It.
True.
Yep, and
then
Howard Schultz doesn't get to be president.
We're freaking San Francisco. Hypodermic needles and crap every day. Is that what
you
want?
Is that what
we're
you
out
want,
of time.
You
we're out of time, Money. I can
no,
see
Kevin,
you're undecided.
Is that what you want? Answer the
I
man.
I felt like this has been fair.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
I have to tell you, well, first of all, we're all huge Stephen Merchant fans, so anytime we see his name on a thing, we're in. But then when we saw that Nick Frost was in this film Fighting With My Family, oh my God, let's hear the trailer, then let's talk to Nick.
Zach, what the bloody hell do you think you're doing? You really want to choke her out in a lot of fingers?
Yeah.
Now pull it tight. Now she's in trouble.
Oh wait, I know you. You're from that weird family, aren't you?
We're not weird.
We don't like wrestling.
How do you know if you've ever been?
I've never had rectal bleeding before, but I'm pretty sure I'm not a fan of that.
How about I shove her head up your ass and we can find out? Hello?
My name is Hutch Morgan. I'm calling from WWE. We'd like both of you to come try out for us.
WWE!
It's all fake anyways.
Nick Frost is on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The film is called Fighting With My Family in limited release, including Los Angeles as of yesterday. Wide release next Friday. Nick, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I am very well.
We're always happy to have you, Nick.
Thanks, mate. I'm in the back of a taxi on my way home. It's Friday afternoon here in London. I've had enough, and so I'm going home.
Has it been all press today, or something more fun than that?
No, I'm writing a thing. I'm writing a thing. So I usually get into the office at 7 a.m. So when it gets to 2:30 and I've had enough, I can just get up and go.
All right. I thought it was odd that we were starting an interview with you being done with it.
He's already over it.
Yeah. I'm over it.
That's how we start our work day, so.
No, I love the film. It's easy doing. It's nice when people are nice about a film because it's easy to do press for it.
Sure.
If you know what I mean.
Sure, yeah, of course. Did you know Stephen Merchant before? Is that a stupid question? Because I feel like you two are comedy legends in the UK.
I knew him. I've known him for years. You know, we rubbed shoulders at parties and had drinks and mucked about, and he was in Hot... He did a little bit in Hot Fuzz and stuff, and so, you know, we'd never actually done anything. Like, he contacted me, that he sent me, like, this envelope with the script in, and then a copy of the documentary, and which is what the film's based on, and said, have a little read and tell me what you think. And I was kind of thrilled, you know?
Yeah, people are saying it's a Rocky-like story, but it's true. That's the crazy thing about it. Jensen, you were talking about this on the air yesterday. I mean, you kind of know the whole story about Paige. I mean, it really does sound like it was written for Hollywood, right?
Yeah, she was raised in a wrestling family, which there's a few in the world, but none as interesting as her family. And then she went on she's still at the WWE. Injuries have sort of left her away from wrestling. But her story's ridiculous.
It is a crazy story. Tell us about the family and how it worked out, Nick.
Well, they're still a family of wrestlers, and the dad who I play is a man called Ricky Knight, and he had a dubious life in his late teens and early 20s, and he did 8 years for violence in prison, and he met a woman, and I think the pair of them were kind of on an appetite. They had an appetite for destruction. And they found each other and fell in love, and then they found wrestling. And they turned their lives around, and they had these kids, and the kids started wrestling. And, you know, I think we've been keen to say in press that you could actually take the wrestling element out. You don't have to like wrestling to like the film. It could be kayaking or pottery. You know, it's a film about family. You know what I mean?
I don't want to watch a pottery movie about a family. I'm not going to lie.
But if Nick Frost is in it.
Hey, it's amazing. It's amazing. I know not everyone likes pottery, but you know, you could lift the pottery out for, say, opticians or cheddar making, and it works as a family film.
Really selling it.
Nick is selling all of these movies from the back of a taxi.
Amazing.
Studios are calling every one of them. Yeah. Now, Nick, true or false? I don't know if I heard this correctly, but you actually have in real life a little bit of a wrestling history yourself.
Yeah, I was a keen kind of amateur backyard wrestler. I'd wrestled men privately in my own home.
Nice.
Haven't we all?
Downtime. And I really hurt my thumb wrestling once. I did like this move called the Atomic Powerbomb.
I applaud the name.
Thank you. I wish I'd come up with it. But it was such a powerfully done move that as I stood up, my thumb was hanging off.
Oh man.
I'd essentially broke it off inside the skin.
Oh. But you had to wrap it up and keep going, right? You're a wrestler.
Well, I gaffer taped it. Well, listen, I was drunk, so...
You were drunk. Okay, excellent.
I gaffer taped it back into position. It fell out, and then I pushed it back in.
Oh, man.
And gaffer taped it into position. I went about my night, and then I went to sleep, and about 4 a.m. I woke up, and it was so swollen that... There were just any bit that stuck out through the gaffer tape was just black flesh sticking through gaffer tape.
Now, when you started this and you said I did some amateur backyard wrestling, and then it turns out, no, you were pretty much just drunk and then gaffer taped your finger. Was this just in like a backyard on the lawn? Or was it in a ring? Or were you just drunk with friends?
That story was actually set in my bedroom. I don't know how it started, really, but we had friends over, and then the next thing I knew, I was topless wrestling a man on my bed.
I got to tell you.
I want to watch that movie.
I got to tell you, you're perfect for this role, then.
Listen, the power bomb happened, and then everyone who was around the house as guests, they all came running in to make sure everyone was all right.
Sure.
Like, oh, my God, what's that noise? Because my bed had essentially exploded. as they lifted my bed to see if they could try and piece it back together, what they unearthed was essentially two IKEA rubble bags full of about 1,000 pornographic magazines.
Sure. Sure.
Your house was a crime scene.
This is the best yeah, story I've ever heard.
It was a really, like me, my voice went really high-pitched. I was saying, just leave the bed alone, it's fine, leave it, it's fine, leave it.
This is the voice of actor Nick Frost on The Kevin and Bean Show. The very funny film is called Fighting With My Family. It's in theaters this weekend throughout Southern California, going wide next Friday. We have to ask you, Nick, while you're on the phone, we are huge, huge Into the Badlands fans. And I know it's coming. Thanks. I know it's, I mean, we love it. And we were so surprised when you came up on the, joined the show last year, and you are so great on it. And I have to ask, whose body are they putting your face on for all those fight scenes? Because it can't possibly be you.
He flies, Bean. I've seen
it. I know. It can't be you. It's unbelievable how fast you move for a big man.
Yeah, it's all me. You know, I mean, we train hard to do that show, and we have a fight crew, and all we do is fight. So, you know, you get your body gets used to it.
Your body gets used to it. That's insane.
Says the guy who broke a finger on an atomic bomb. So.
Exactly.
In his bedroom.
If you guys aren't watching this show, its third and final season happens on AMC March 24th, and Nick is tremendous on it, as is, by the way, Daniel Wu and everybody. It's a great cast and a great
show. They're incredible. Yeah. I think it's the best thing I've ever done, personally. It's the hardest I've ever worked on a show, and I'm sad it got cancelled. I think we've got 8 blistering episodes of season 3 left, and then that will be it.
That bums me out.
Someone steps in, and someone from another network steps up and wants to pick it up, but I mean, people are kind of saying, why isn't it? Why is it being renewed? And, if the show's really expensive and it's not being watched by a lot of people, then people will move on. That's just...
It's a business.
No, it's
how
bad,
works.
But that's it's a business. Kind of economics of the film world,
sure.
TV world.
Nick, you've got to be bummed that it's being replaced by that family of Potters.
Right? Well, listen, I wouldn't be so bummed unless I wasn't the executive producer on the film Family of Potter. So,
long game.
All right, Into the Badlands, March 24th on AMC, Fighting With My Family in theaters right now. Nick, you are a delight, my friend. Enjoy yourself a weekend, and thank you so much for coming once again onto the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks, chaps. Have a good day.
Thank you, Nick.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Remember the Nick Frost times, you guys?
He's the best.
He's delightful.
Love that dude.
And going the other way, hey, Dave.
Hey, another jolly fat man on the mic.
Dave's our producer, of course. He puts together the best viral videos of the week. We call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls, we've got funny and sexy, even music, too. We've got all the and they're mostly on YouTube. Click your mouse in the air like you don't care. You could watch these videos all up in your underwear. Internet, come on, baby, watch some. And now it's time for the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
The King watches thousands of videos every year for the Internet Roundup. I've rarely seen him as excited as he is about the dolphin who jumps up out of the water. And he won't stop talking. It's just...
The dolphin is putting in work.
Yeah. That goes hot, though, man.
It's a disturbing.
It is very disturbing. The dolphin. I mean, we've all had a dog hump our leg. Imagine if it's a dolphin, okay?
Do we blame him, though? I mean, come on.
As you guys know, anytime there's a Mac Lethal video in the roundup, I insist on playing it because I am obsessed with how talented he is. I don't know why he's not the biggest rap star in the world.
Sorry.
He's certainly the fastest rapper in the world, and I mean that literally. He set a new world record in this video that we posted where he rapped 1,000 words in 2 minutes.
That's it?
Okay. 1,000 words in 2 minutes. Here's a little of that.
Okay, y'all. 1,000 words in 2 minutes. Let's do this. Yo. In a couple minutes, I'ma have to kill it. All the haters that just sit up on the web, but they will say that they don't feel it. But I'm never gonna listen to these idiots who don't. I punch them and I kick them and I hit them with an uppercut. They told me that I got a record that I gotta bring. I get your woman to get in the garden, show what
Stick up, fill my lungs up with the air, but you tell a hyperventilator. 1,000 words, 120 seconds. Let me get it straight. I'ma grab the motherfucker, son, and take a vitamin. I see a rapper try to say 6 feet of vitamin. You know, no Mr. Mac up on the track like it's a Viking jabber. Rip the fuck, I beat up in a bitch, man. I go psycho quick. All the ladies in the world is like, I love you, Mac. I fry the brain up in you. I go when I bust a rap. I find a beat. I really wanna kill him, and I do it. All the mumble rappers in the game, and diamond sound, we're scooping. I'm an artist with a plan, a stack of money in the videos. In fact, it is a gimmick. Tell the truth, I wanna spit it slow. You don't like the way that I be rapping. To me, I'ma get up on the stage and whip it out to call me Louie. I'ma kill the group of Danny Mac and sleep with the skill. I am the king. I order you to have a pizza every meal. You act to cheesy like a bag at a rebuild. I swear to God, I tape your mouth. I throw you in the back of a vehicle. I'm a missile with the flow. I'm like a rapid torpedo.
I mean, it just doesn't end. It's just that's what he does.
I don't think he writes songs, though. That's why he's not the best rapper.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day, Make Out Bandit. Do you remember that song? In like 2006, 2007?
Mac Lethal,
it was
Make Out Bandit?
My favorite song.
Really?
Oh, listen to Make Out Bandit.
That's a good tip. Okay. I'll check it out.
Give you a good
tip. I think most of us saw by this point Bird Box on Netflix. It was a huge, huge hit with Sandra Bullock. A lot of people thought, you know, we never actually, spoiler alert, never actually saw the monster, and they were a little bit fuzzy with how realistic it was. And that's what this video is about. What's wrong with Bird Box?
We have a place, a compound. We have a community.
In just 10 seconds, this movie has already made me think of Lost, The Walking Dead, I Am Legend, and The River Wild. Someone call Guinness, since I don't think this amount of derivative will happen this quickly ever again.
The fastest way to get here is by the river, and I don't think you could make it with kids.
But you have to do it blindfolded anyway, right? So what difference would kids make on this journey?
Listen to me. I'm only gonna say this once.
I know Mallory's trying to get their attention, but why only say this once? They're f***ing kids, man. And you'll have plenty of time to whisper reminders of pertinent information during this very long trip.
Boy, you have your dog. Girl, you have your kitty.
Coincidentally, boy, you have your dog, girl, you have your kitty was the title of the children's book my parents used when it was time for the talk.
18 minutes of deconstructing Bird Box.
And I watched it all.
It's very funny. Every once in a while, an expression catches fire. It becomes hot on the internet, and a lot of people are using it, and then it starts to rub a lot of people the wrong way. And today years old is one of those. Does it bug you? I was today years old when I found out about that.
Yes.
It's just a way of saying it's new to me. Well, that's what this video addresses.
So how old were you when you learned you were supposed to use a little bit of the pasta water in the sauce?
Well, I guess I was today years old when I learned this.
You were what?
Today years old.
That doesn't make any sense.
Look, Phil, I know it's a silly thing to say. Okay? You don't have to put on this false front of incredulity every time I say something that isn't grammatically pristine or factually correct. You knew what I meant, and I just wish you realize that you can connect to people through community and understanding rather than through anger or nitpicking.
You make a great point. I guess you could say I was today years old when I realized this.
Okay, yeah, no, I see what you mean, because it sounds really stupid when you say it.
So that kills today years old. And this is the same week that Nice got killed, Allie, so we're losing a lot of our internet friends today. And finally, Conan O'Brien. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have checked him out lately. Allie's boyfriend, Conan, has a new half-hour edition of his show on TBS. It's been very funny. He's had some very funny tape bits, some very funny guests. Nick Kroll, who I'm not usually a big fan of, comes by.
So dumb. He's so great. And I'm sorry, go on.
And Conan and Nick Kroll go into a Burbank middle school and teach a little sex ed. And I think the kids all learn some valuable lessons that day.
We're going to go into the high school and talk to kids about sex.
Yes. Yes. It's something that I've been arrested twice for now.
Have you guys started talking about like consent or anything like that?
Yeah, you should only be having sex with someone if they're definitely into it.
Only have sex with someone if they're definitely into it.
Yes.
That would kill my sex life with my wife.
What's this? We've got condoms, and this is a Magnum.
Oh, they make them this big.
So what you want to do when you have a condom is get two men comedians to help you put it on the other end. And then you eat it. You take it off, right? And then you close it up, right?
Right.
Tie it in a knot.
Tie it in a knot, and then you mail this to your congressman.
We were about to talk about masturbation.
How old were you when it all began?
Ooh, I was probably like 14. It was a Victoria's Secrets catalog.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you remember?
I was watching, I think it was Richard Nixon on TV.
They're very funny. The whole thing is worth checking out. It's a good batch, as a matter of fact. Go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com and check out the brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Allie is here with a very special What's Happening.
Yeah, during this What's Happening on Fridays, we talk about our That's My Jam playlist. You can find it at Kevin and Bean on all of our socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just click that follow button and you are essentially going to get new music every single week from every single member of the Kevin and Bean Show. It could be something that we are just hearing that we're totally into, or something that we forgot about that we're like, oh my God, how great was that? And then on Friday at this time, we all talk about our picks and what made us choose it. Kevin, you are up first.
Mine is somebody that I've never heard of, goes by the name of Just Loud.
Well,
have you heard of him, Bean?
You written all
no, Just Loud.
I have not. But you love anything with a lot of louds.
I do, yeah. He's a songwriter. He uses like 80s electro pop production. And on this particular one, he uses Debbie Harry from Blondie.
Wow.
And the song is called Soul Train.
Can you feel it?
One, I love Party Kevin. He's last few picks, man. You're Party Kevin, dude.
Oh, you mean my last few have been good?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, good. Like, you're into a good mood, everything's dancey. You're like a disco queen, brother.
That's what I am,
Jensen, would you say that that's a bop?
That's a bop.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no higher praise from Jensen than that's a bop.
Than a bop.
Yeah. Nope.
Well, now we turn to Bean.
Why do you say it like that, Allie?
Well, you have been giving us disclaimers for an hour now off the air.
Look.
Listen, my pick is not going to be popular with everyone.
It's polarizing. It's polarizing because there are some people, just like they don't like watching foreign language movies, there are some people who just aren't into music that's not in their native language. If you speak English, you like songs that are in English. And there are a lot of people like that. There's a band called Dengue Fever, and I bring this up because one of our callers last week had dengue fever when we were talking about weird diseases that people get, right? Mm-hmm. One of the members of this band traveled to Cambodia, and two things happened. He got dengue fever, which is why he decided to name his band that, and he fell in love with Cambodian psychedelic rock and roll music. He and his brother put this band together. Then they found a Cambodian singer who could sing it in their language. And they started putting out records. And they've been going strong for almost 20 years. Again, a Southern California band, almost 20 years, Dengue Fever. This is probably one of their best known and loved tracks from their 2005 album. Again, it's not going to be for everybody, but somebody's going to find this enjoyable. Let's hear a little bit of Dengue Fever, shall we? Sleepwalking through the Mekong. Let me know when you're out.
I'm out.
And it's in Cambodia.
This is songs that you love, though, Bean, right?
I love this song.
Okay. Glad to see Yoko Ono getting some work.
Yeah. About the making of this album, too, that's also very, very good.
That's a choice.
They have about five albums worth of songs. And again, I don't speak Cambodian, but there's just something about the music that's just captivating to me.
I hope it says, like, we support Harvey Weinstein or something.
Again, the band is called Dengue Fever. That's my pick for That's My Jam.
All right. Jensen, you're up next.
Do you have a real pick?
Oh. That's the one. I love that.
No, I was asking Jensen.
He's nervous. British singer-songwriter Rex Orange County put out an album back in 2017. We played one of the songs here at K-Rock. But it's been a while since he's done anything. For Spotify, he ended up wanting to do a Randy Newman song, You Got a Friend in Me, for his sessions. And Randy Newman liked him so much, he made it a duet. So you can listen to that. But that came out last year. Out of nowhere, he released a brand new song this week called New House. And the only thing he's done recently is he collaborated on Tyler, the Creator's album Flower Boy. But I love this new song. It is called New House, and it's great.
It doesn't come that easy anyway. Every time I try, it never feels the way it did at the start. This one for my dogs that see where I'm coming from and know why it's hard. I do it for you. No one can save me this evening. She does her all, but I've never been the easiest ride. She says it's okay. We know it's all right. So I sit and picture it. I can see us in a house next year. You'll be making your mind up. You can figure out what goes where and stay. Keeping it real with me all the time.
See, Bean, that's a pick.
Yeah, but it's in English.
All right. My pick is from a man named Orville Peck. I knew nothing about him, so I started a deep dive that has not stopped.
Okay.
His popcorn is great. I know that.
That's Redenbacher, very different.
Oh, sorry.
Here is how he's described. A psychedelic outlaw cowboy who croons love and loss from the badlands of North America. Here's the thing. He's a mysterious masked singer. Not
oh,
like the
masked
show.
Singer.
Not
I like wrote the show. A, I like okay. him.
Was
is
he
it Tori Spelling?
Dolphin?
Is it Tori Spelling?
No. Here's the thing. He wears a leather
Margaret
mask.
Margaret Cho. Is it Margaret Cho?
He wears a leather mask.
A leather mask, but then the beard of the mask is made of fringe. So it's a long fringe mask.
I love him already.
This is why I picked him. The first song I heard, he has, by the way, an album coming out on March 22nd through Sub Pop. It's called Pony. But the song I heard, it sounded like David Lynch said, I need some new music, and I want all the greatness of songs from Pulp Fiction, and I want those songs to have a baby with Roy Orbison.
Okay.
It makes no sense until you hear this song called Dead of Night.
We laugh until we cry. You say go fast. I say hold on tight.
You it's between great. This song and another song that he does, Big Sky, it's music that you wish it was like warm Santa Ana winds. You're driving through a canyon with all the windows down. It's perfect.
Does it have a little Chris Isaac vibe?
It does
a little bit. He's just I feel like he might be a complete and utter wackadoodle, and I'm so into it. You guys wears like old timey country clothes with a mask and a fringe beard. Come on, Orville Peck. That is my choice for this week's That's My Jam. Again, go to our social medias at Kevin and Bean. That's Instagram. That is Facebook. That is Twitter. And you are going to see the link for our playlist. Just click that follow button and you're going to have, free music from us every single week, you guys.
What do you want from us?
What do you want from? What more could we do? Get off our D's, right? Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Matt and Ross Duffer, Alex Borstein, and Matt Groening. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Let's talk about death, huh? Who's with me?
Bean is.
Finally, Bean.
This is Bean's favorite topic of all time.
Well, I have given a lot of thought to this, and it came up again on the show recently because I guess it was just this week. Jensen said that his wife had planned.
Excuse me?
Almost said his wife.
My wife.
I almost said plotted, by the way, no pun intended, had planned a gift that he thought he might get for Valentine's Day, maybe later in their relationship, but she had gone ahead and purchased or was on the list to purchase.
She's watching on eBay.
She's watching.
She is.
Next to each other.
Yep.
So if it gets too high, she's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know. She's just watching it.
I love the dude, but not at that price. Yeah. So that kind of got us into the topic of the very many ways in the 21st century that you have to dispose of your remains. And Jensen, we didn't talk about this on the air, but I think in your faith, it's very common, maybe way above the national average, to be buried. That just kind of goes along with being Jewish,
yeah,
right?
And they do it in just like a crappy cardboard box. They don't necessarily like spending a bunch of money on a coffin. They like to do it a little bit a natural.
Now, most people, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe that every 10 years that goes by, they come out with figures that it overwhelmingly more and more and more and more people are getting cremated. Mm-hmm. It's very mm-hmm. unusual now. You're in the minority if you get buried in this country anymore. Cremation is the primary way that most people go.
Mm-hmm.
And even that gives you a ton of options, by the way. Do you get cremated and you just get left in a bottle or in a box or in a dish? Or is something done with those ashes?
In a dish?
Is something done with those ashes? Because, you know, you could be pressed into vinyl. And, you know, your remains can be part of a record album, for instance. I mean, that's just, you can be made into a ring. I mean, there's a ton of things you can do with those ashes. So we started thinking about all the different ways you could go. And we want to invite your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. And why don't we start by going around the room and finding out if you guys have thought about it or if you have plans. Kevin, you're the oldest.
I haven't...
Oh, you're nearest to having to make that decision. Yeah.
I haven't thought about it really much at all, but I mean fireworks.
Yeah.
What says me more than fireworks?
Nothing.
So that's
so
my
you'd
answer.
Like to see yeah. your wife and kids on the beach yeah. on the 4th of July just shooting daddy into the
there
sky.
There we go. That's dad.
Here goes dad. He's up in Piccolo Pete.
I'd like to be one of the bigger ones that goes up and explodes.
Oh, no, you're a Piccolo Pete.
I'd rather not be that.
Yeah, you're basically a dud.
A choice.
That would be the saddest part. Let dad go now. And it doesn't. Oh, he was a dud. Bummer. Aww. Let's go home.
Just like in real life.
Is that the type of thing that you should put in writing somehow? Or is it something you've discussed with your family?
No, I actually haven't thought about that much at all because I don't spend a lot of time thinking about when I'm going to be dead.
Right, well, but it is going to happen.
Yes,
though.
But I'm not spending a lot of my living time thinking mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm. So you're just going to leave it on them to do what they want.
I mean, there's time, Bean. I'm not dying tomorrow.
Well,
come on.
I just say it. All right, Allie, how about you?
I mean, this is perfect for me. The only person that loves Christmas more than me is Bean.
Mm-hmm.
But they have created a process where you can turn human ashes into an ornament via a 3D printer. So I'm going to get a bunch of ornaments made just like, hey, guys, want a little piece of me when I'm dead? Cool. There's your star. Oh, you want me? Cool. There's my snowman.
How many are they going to make out of you?
Like 74. Yeah, I've already determined. But yeah, I'm gonna be made into an ornament for a Christmas tree.
And then all of your friends can, every year, they can pull that ornament out, put it on their tree, and remember their late friend, Allie McKay.
Isn't it beautiful?
I think that's very nice.
It is nice.
Have sure. yourself a merry little Christmas.
I had not heard about the ornament,
oh, yeah.
by the way.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a pretty cool option.
Yeah.
Chip, have you given this any thought?
Just go Lebowski, but put me in a coffee can.
And then rub yeah. you on all your friends' faces?
Yeah.
I love it.
I like it.
We've talked about this on the air before because I am very much a life is for the living person.
Yes.
Very much.
Why that's why you spend so
why
much.
Why is everybody waving, by the way? What's happening?
That's why you spend
God,
so much time thinking about
show.
Death.
God, we're doing
concentrate on your part.
I just everybody's waving their
concentrate
arms.
Concentrate on
like
your part.
They just don't care. It's very distracting.
You're not even here.
It's still distracting. I can still see you, you know. All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, you have a way you want to go. Here's my thought on this, is that it doesn't make a lick of difference to me. I don't care if you leave me where my body is found.
Oh, I like that.
I don't
that.
Care mm. if you throw me in a dumpster.
Just put him on a couch.
I don't care if you that's where I'd be most comfortable. I don't care if you put me in a tree in the backyard. I don't care if you dump me in the ocean. It literally makes no difference to me. It's whatever is going to bring peace and comfort and enjoyment to my friends and family.
Well, that's why my decision is extremely easy.
Okay, what's yours?
I want my ashes to be turned into a vinyl record, which mm-hmm. is a process you could pay for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's very easy. Mm-hmm. And I want every time my friends are hanging out mm-hmm. to put the record on, mm-hmm. on the player, drop the needle, and then mm-hmm. you just hear this. Hey now, you're an
awesome game. Yes.
Oh. And then every time you hear this,
yeah.
that's pretty strong.
You think of your friend Jensen.
Yeah. Yeah. I love right. it.
Okay.
Let's that's go pretty to strong. Calls. We got some great suggestions of things that we haven't talked about. Alex, for instance, line two, Los Angeles, up first here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Alex, when that day comes, and we all hope it's a long ways from now, what do you want done with your remains?
Well, I want to donate it to science.
Donate it to science.
Oh, there you go. That's a yeah. great idea because you can help stuff.
Yeah, I can help.
Alex,
I think his phone is bad.
Alex should have dropped. I think you were bad.
Yeah, I'm definitely bad, but I think Alex's phone is bad.
I do think
too.
When I pass, donating my body to the Body Worlds exhibit could be kind of cool. I want to be put in like a soccer pose, like kicking a ball with all my insides.
I like it.
Now, we won't ask Alice because his phone is bad, but when they donate your body to science, what kinds of things do they do to it?
What kind
of research is done with corpses?
I don't know. That's odd to me because science would probably reject my body, so I don't know.
Okay.
Think about that.
Your body's already rejected science.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jay, line 5, Huntington Beach, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
We are good. Thank you. You?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. So my choice would be to get buried in a pod where a tree grows out.
That's great.
Yeah, a lot of people doing that now.
I love that. You get mixed with seeds, basically.
Mixed with, like, a soil, and it doesn't change anything about the tree that's going to come up. It's just... It
doesn't look
like
Jay's face.
You're just good soil.
From
yeah.
the distance.
And is there any difference? It's a dumb question, probably, but there's no difference in if it's a fruit-bearing tree. It's not like the fruit is weird because Jay's corpse is in the...
Oh, this tastes like Jay.
Does it taste like Jay? I guess that's my question.
Now, being a Jewish guy as well, I mean, oxygen is a good thing, and our caskets are not the most elaborate things, so I think a pod would be semi-compliant.
Yeah, it works.
I like that.
Okay,
it works.
Good idea. Thank you for the call, sir. 1-800-520-106. Have lots of great options out there. What are you going to do with your body when you're not using it anymore? We'll take some more calls next on K-Rock.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Let's take one phone call about what you want done with your ashes. Andy is calling in from Paramount. Good morning, Andy.
You know, in movies, you always see people get buried at sea, and I just want to stop me at the ocean.
Oh, you're cutting in and out. I'm sorry. You want to be buried at sea?
Yeah, I just want them to dump me in the ocean. Feed me to the fishes, sink me to the bottom. That sounds real cool.
Oh, you want the old Bin Laden treatment.
Yeah, that's fine.
That sounds real cool. Okay.
It's very common. You get wrapped in a blanket and just literally tossed off a boat.
Yeah.
Andy,
yeah,
we also Dexter, man. We know bad things happen before that moment where you get thrown into the water, though.
Yeah. Andy, will you do me a favor? Will you throw your phone in the ocean?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, right, dude. Now.
Dear Kevin and Bean, it says, Patrick, I've always said that I'd like my body to be taken to Mexico and taxidermy because you can't do that in America, but I'm pretty sure you can get it done in Mexico. Put it on casters and then roll it around the room at parties. Preferably, I have my arm held out with an open grip so that people could put a beer in my hand. This is what I want.
This is a great plan.
And this is what I always tell my wife I'm going to do if she goes first.
Oh,
his wife is doing everything he can to stay alive as long as possible.
Oh.
We're talking about the many, many options you have. Jensen and his wife are going super old school and boring. Just be put in the ground, mm-hmm. a coffin.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fun ways you could dispose of your body when you're done at 1-800-520-1067. And with that, Matt in Culver City is up next in this segment.
Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Finally, someone with a good phone for the first time this morning. What's up?
Awesome. I would like to be launched into space.
Hmm. Now, who's paying for that?
Who is paying for that? Do you have to pay for that? Your kids? Who?
No, I figured that'd be expensive, so even, like, just a part of me is fine. It doesn't have to be my whole body. It could just be, like, my hand or my foot or, like, a finger or something.
Isn't it still as expensive to get up into space?
You're still going to space. just with your finger or your whole
No, no, no. Guys, I know this. They charge by the pound. He's right. Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right.
Who's going to convince NASA or Elon Musk to put you as part of the payload of the next satellite they shoot up there?
I don't know. Maybe they could group it together, you know, like a bunch of people or just, I don't know, space junk. It doesn't matter, but I think it'd be cool to be kind of part of space or part of orbit or just the sky in general. It'd be really cool.
He's not wrong.
All right. Okay. I hope that works out for you soon. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. By the way, a reminder that when the great writer Hunter S. Thompson passed away, his friend Johnny Depp blast his ashes out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember why it cost $3 million.
What?
But I do remember that that came up in the Johnny Depp trial, you know, when they were going through all of his finances. He spent $3 million to shoot those ashes out of a cannon.
And that wasn't even the craziest thing on the list.
No, it wasn't at all. I don't understand how it could have been that much. They didn't even go into space.
Yeah.
All right, Ulysses, line 5, Pasadena, has one I've never heard of before.
Hey, Ulysses. Talking to the phone.
Yeah, no, I'm talking in the phone.
There you go. Oh,
okay.
All right, what are we doing with your body?
Okay. I want to be taken to one of those horse glue farms, and I want to be turned into glue, and I want my family to scrapbook with me.
Is it a scrapbook of your pictures and your belongings?
Well, yeah, me and my family.
It's very nice.
Okay. Does your family actually scrapbook, or is this something you want them to learn
gonna
to do?
He's going to force them to do it.
I figured I'm always working. I'm always on the job for my family 24/7, every day a week. I figured even after death, I'll be doing something to help them out.
That's great. Oh,
that's nice.
Can't tell if that's great or bitter.
Yeah. And you're kind of mad about it.
So I like it. And you're the glue that keeps them together.
Oh,
I'm a little bitter, and then I got to laugh about it at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. It sounds like revenge on your family.
We're
going to
let you go,
like.
Ulysses.
I'm a little concerned about Ulysses. I hope he's okay.
All right. We got time for one more. I think we do. Let's see. We got the taxi. We got another taxidermy. We got for and against donating your body to science. Let's go to Sherry. How about that? Your Belinda, line 8, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are we doing with your body?
I want to be composted so that I can go back into the ecosystem.
Oh, all right. That's possible. You can turn yourself into basically a fertilizer.
That's sure. Very Green New Deal of you.
Yes, and then you can eat me later.
Well, something just changed.
Yes, something changed in that laugh.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys ready to keep it 100?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it, Steve.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
It's a fun thing we do on a Friday where we let you pick the song. You get to be the K-Rock music director and tell us any K-Rock song we've ever played. If we have it, we'll play it for you. Had some great choices this week. Unfortunately, only one can be texted 100. Rudy from Norwalk was looking for a little white zombie, more human than human.
All right.
He was texter number 99.
Ooh, close.
Marlon from Irvine. In the mood for some ska to get into the weekend.
Aww.
One Step Beyond by Madness, which, by the way, not mad at that.
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't have been a bad choice at all, but
agreed.
Only one, as I said, can be the magic texter number 100. And this time, I believe it's going to be our friend Adam in Long Beach, who joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. What is going on with you? What's your weekend looking like? Do you get Monday off?
I do get Monday off, and this weekend is good. I'll learn to make some alcohol on Sunday, which is a lot of fun.
Nice.
What are you, a bootlegger?
He's making moonshine?
No, just home brewing some mead.
Oh. I didn't see the president's speech today because we've been on the radio, but is he bringing back prohibition?
God, I hope not.
Okay. All right. Well, you've had – is this the first time you have texted in for Keep It 100, or are you a repeat visitor?
I am a repeat visitor. I haven't done it in a while because I haven't been able to listen on Fridays, but I just figured I'd give it a shot today.
All right. How'd you pick the song you came up with for us?
Well, I was in high school way back during the summer of ska, and with the Interrupters back, I figured the whole thing needs a comeback.
All right. That's right. You want to introduce your song?
Yes, here on K-Rock, it is Sell Out by the great Real Big Fish.
So I signed on to the record company. They said they're going to give me lots of money if I play what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool, now sure believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's going to give me lots of money and everything's going to be all
keep it 100.
Adam, you guys. Adam in Long Beach reliving nice. The summer of ska. How about that?
Woo. Right?
Great choice for Keep It 100. Thank you so much. Allie, as you know, I go to you to determine what year the song came out. You got any thoughts, any feelings on Real Big Fish?
I'm so glad you just said summer of ska because I came home from BC for a break.
Okay.
And I couldn't remember if it was Christmas break and heard that and was like, oh my God, why don't we have this in Boston? Why don't they play this? Or if it was summer break when I came home. So that changes my year from 96 to 97. Suck it.
Well, I will tell you that it was released in 96. But was a slow burn and slow became burn. A big hit in the summer of 97.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
that's
can
not
I take
a,
it?
I don't think that's a win.
All right.
It's
is
good.
It?
It's close.
It came out in August of 96 and was a minor hit and then
well,
just kept going
96,
and
though.
Spreading across the country and it peaked in the summer of 97.
I'm willing to say sure.
Okay, thank you.
Song here on K-Rock and is beloved and I'm so happy that Adam brought that up because that sounded great. We'll do it again next Friday. This has been Keep It 100.
Keep It 100.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
I know some people after work and most others are still asleep. So it's lucky that your boy Jensen wraps up every weekend. Cheetos are a problem on a human's fingertips. So I implore that if you're snacking, then you're using chopsticks. If I catch you red-handed, you're gonna make me sick. And if your Girl Scout's selling cookies, then I'm yelling, beat it, kid. Alex Jones wants war. Hashtag nut talk. It's romantic that my wife buys cemetery plots. Oh, excuse
my
me.
Wife.
Better hit that drop, dummy. I'd mention Ted Bundy, but that segment wasn't funny. But if it was, I would've loved to hear Louise laugh. And I support Diana Ross's grandson's mustache. I'm like Kevin with a shopping cart, ready for a crash. Bean thinks Valentine's a scam for some cash. I bet Donna Baxter on Thursday had a blast. If you missed that, download the podcast.
Well done,
nice.
Jensen Karp.
Thank you.
Everybody.
You download the podcast.
Up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do miss a lot of good stuff. And by the way, I'm glad you brought up Kat. I know you were interested in the Ted Bundy almost victim. Did you get a chance to hear that when she was on our show?
No, because I want to sit with your podcast over the weekend and really listen to it. Because I've watched that, like the Ted, I've seen everything on Ted Bundy and the Ted Bundy tapes I've watched multiple times. And she's an interesting woman. Really, really interesting. And
we were so impressed with how she was able to get past that. It would have ruined the rest of the life of most of us, I think, if we went through that horrific attack and almost died. But she has managed to put it in perspective and not let it define her. She's a really, really interesting woman. I think you'll like the interview a lot.
We didn't bring it up to her, but when she survived, then a few months later when she moved home, she was held at gunpoint while working as a bank teller.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she has bad luck.
And then she beat cancer twice, too, after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She needs to write a self-help book or something.
She's
writing
is.
A book
she
right
is.
Now.
She's
yeah,
writing
good.
A book.
All right,
so.
I'm going to buy it.
Anyway, that's just one example of one of the many topics we covered this week on The Kevin Bean Show. So, yes, as we mentioned, please do get the podcast. It's available at radio.com or iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. It is Friday.
Day.
And that means it's time for Allie's
Day.
And our final look at what's happening for the week.
Well, it appears that congratulations are in order to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. She posted a picture on Valentine's Day, a bunch of heart balloons behind her, and then it's her and Orlando, and what appears to be a honker of an engagement ring. But it's a flower engagement ring with like a ruby in the middle, and it appears that they are engaged. The caption is, Full Bloom, because that's his last name.
What?
And it's a flower.
They had a good run. Fun fact, the average American marriage lasts fewer than 2 days.
Wow, that seems...
That's science.
Seems I can get down slow, with that, but okay.
I'll get married.
Her mom also shared and later deleted a bunch of pictures on her Facebook of the engagement party and wrote, "Look who got engaged on Valentine's Day." And then people found it. She's like, oops, delete.
No, you know what happens? You know what happens? She got a call. Mom, take that down. Oh, take it all down. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, parents and Facebook.
Damn.
Right.
Goodness gracious. Well, from a good news to them to hopefully good news for everyone but R. Kelly, he may be indicted soon because of a newly uncovered videotape that shows him allegedly sexually assaulting an underage girl, which the wording in this, thank God, because instead of saying sexually assaulting, which it is if this winds up being a 14-year-old child,
right,
people write having sex with.
Yeah.
No, it is a sexual assault. So thank you for the wording in this article. But it's a tape that has been turned in by what's being said is a whistleblower against R. Kelly. It was submitted last weekend to the Cook County State's Attorney's Office in Chicago. And CNN has seen the tape. And in it, they say it's very clear that it's R. Kelly. And they talk about how it's a 14-year-old girl's body parts. And then there's other things that they talk about.
R. Kelly and the girl talk about how?
Yes.
Wow.
Like she
God,
says,
I hope he goes to jail forever.
How is he walking around?
I don't know.
And how do people still support that?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Great question. Also, very similar things go on in that tape, like what happened in the first tape that went to court involving him. So the good news is the time frame of the sexual assault depicted in the video is well within the Illinois statute of limitations.
Excellent.
So we will stay on top of that story because good God.
And then she got away from R. Kelly and Ryan Adams started texting her. She's having a terrible year.
And then she got held up as a bank teller.
Poor girl.
Brutal.
Good Lord. God. You guys... that picture of Kenny G in the living room, surrounded by what just looked like little vases of flowers, red, pink, white, individual roses in vases. And then Kim Kardashian writing, "No big deal, Kenny G in my living room. Happy Valentine's Day." Is that a happy Valentine's Day when Kenny G's in your living room playing for
I mean,
you?
Not for me.
No, I mean, I think there are... Kim Kardashian seems too young to find Kenny G's music soothing, sexy, or relaxing.
No, they thought, this is going to go viral. Let's do it. That's it.
Well, it did.
Absolutely.
Everybody started imitating and putting their own things in there.
It's very funny.
I did see this morning a pal and American hero, Weird Al, placed himself in Kenny G's spot.
Now that would have been a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Very good.
Same
stuff.
Hair.
Jensen asked the question off the air. Let's find out what you guys think. What do you think they had to pay Kenny G to get him to come and play a private show at the Kardashian West home?
Do you know the answer?
I do not.
Okay.
We're all just speculating. I mean, he's very rich and doesn't
rich.
Need to do it.
Do you
but
think he's
also
just a friend?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think online it's saying it was a last minute reach out.
100,000?
Yeah, I'm thinking 100 to 200 grand.
Oh, I think even so more.
Too. More?
Yeah.
Really?
But I also think that Kenny G, he likes to do like his little tweets and loves
he's
it when
funny.
He goes viral. Like he'll be like, "How about some sex?" And people are like, "What, Kenny G?" He's very funny.
Yeah.
So I can imagine him doing this with the thought in his head like, this is going to be huge.
He was my favorite guest on Drop the Mic.
Really?
Total, my favorite. Because in the middle of the night, I just look at my phone and it said, "You have a text message." And it would say from Kenny G. And he goes, "What if I say I want to put the horn up his butt?" Like, it would just be like little things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember when Kevin ran into Kenny G?
Yes.
At Coachella.
At no, like no. 3 a.m. or something.
It was Dave and I at EDC.
EDC. Right.
Yeah. Even better.
And you guys, I can't remember. You guys ended up having a conversation with him or something? He was like the nicest guy in
I mean,
the world.
We talked to him for a little bit, but then we just got a selfie because we,
I mean,
you know.
You have
Kenny
to.
G, yeah.
We'd had a few. And it was Kenny G.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It was the middle of the night.
It was.
Kenny
it was
G.
3:30, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much.
Kevin had glitter on his face.
Yeah.
He was wearing pasties. It's weird. It's a weird picture. If we can find it, let's post that again.
If anyone touches my man, Kenny G, I'm going to be up in their face, and I'm going to start some Understandable.
Fair enough.
Right. Understandable. Well, during this time of what's happening on Fridays, we have Kat Corbett sit in and tell us some fun things happening around town.
You know, this just made me think, do you think there's a velvet painting of Kenny G somewhere? There has to be, right?
I'm sure
there
is. Probably
think so, yeah. I think it would be a great subject.
All the greats.
I want to talk about Velveteria in Chinatown, downtown LA. This place, a lot of people don't know about it, and it's so much fun. It's a great date place. It's a great, like, selfie place. If you work downtown, it's a great lunch break place. It's in trouble, okay?
Oh, no.
It's the Velvet Painting Museum. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this place has everything like Luke Skywalker and Elvis Presley on riding unicorns in velvet.
Amazing.
It has the glow-in-the-dark room velvet paintings, you know, all of the stuff just lit up. There's Star Trek paintings. There's,
are they for sale, Kat?
No, it's a museum.
Museum,
so
okay.
They, you know, they've curated this incredible collection of velvet paintings. So it's, you know, cheesy and funny and all these different things. So it's in trouble. You know, the rents are going up. And right now they need 30 guests a day paying the $10 cover to stay open. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic.
Okay.
So maybe we can send some people down and just go look at that artwork. Yeah, it's incredible.
711 New High Street in Chinatown.
I own a black velvet painting.
Do
which,
you?
Which kind?
I own... it's a picture of Shaquille O'Neal, and he's in his Shaq Fu pose from the Sega, Sega Genesis game. So he's wearing like a kind of a karate outfit.
That's a pretty great.
Nice.
Shaq Fu.
That's pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
We're going to need a picture of you great, in
yeah.
front of
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you know how much we, especially Allie and I, like the Scots.
Oh, yeah.
The great Scots down at the Queen Mary tomorrow and Sunday. It's going to be the Scottish Festival. So they're doing the Highland Games, which is basically like really big, burly, hot guys throwing like tree stumps.
Yeah. They do the caber tosses. They have beer. They have, I don't know if they're doing it this year, but it was always a huge part of it. They would have the border collies rounding up the sheep, so they showed you how they sheep herd.
Oh, right.
It's
yeah.
way fun.
All right, and there's scotch tasting, there's dancing. Oh, it says herding here, so
yes.
there is herding. Lots of stuff being thrown around. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Really picking up.
Yeah.
Seems to be getting louder.
This is my favorite.
They're getting closer.
Remix.
They're heading for you, Kat.
Oh, God.
I'm in.
One of the first times I did a live shot on the Scott Festival, I literally said to the bagpipe band that was there, I was like, is there any way to play it quieter? And they're like, no, this is the only volume. I'm like, I need you to play all the way over there then, because it was making our microphone overmodulate.
Yeah,
it was insane. And then I thought to myself, oh, sweet Lord. There are people on the Queen Mary that have paid for a good night's sleep right now, and it is 6 in the morning, and I apologize.
Well, your shot was good, so.
It was good. It was great television.
That's
but it
need.
Is a blast down there at the Queen Mary.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers
oh,
in
yes.
Scotland?
Yeah, yes. We knew all about it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's also famous stories of people who travel to go see them and figure out they're not the Peppers.
I did it intentionally.
Yeah.
Just so you
sure
know.
You did. Barely.
Jensen.
Barely.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Barely. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun this weekend, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Alex Borstein, Matt and Ross Duffer, and Matt Granig. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Alex. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Strikers, commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What's up, chucklehead?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I have no idea what that means.
Roll another one.
Doesn't it seem like they should take it however you want to
just
get it?
Just like the other one.
Because of my butthole.
This one seems to be about quit.
Oh, is that how you looked at it?
And I need another hit.
Squeeze you slowly, just slowly. What? That tough Hollywood guy. Just very slowly trying to squeeze and give you what you want, Hollywood. Because vengeance is God.
I never heard that song before. And once I heard it, I did not care for it. But that song means it's time to go home. Now, it's my favorite song.
Laughter, a sure sign of a good time.
You guys look like nice folks, but this is an invite-only party.
If you want to stay for a beer, stay for a beer. But then...
You and your mutant race deserve to die!
Hey, shut up, asshole.
Bong, bong.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.